Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Have you ever heard of NIMBY, not in my backyard? It's okay to have a church, just don't have it in my backyard. Well, we're going to be talking about a case in California where we represent a foundation and the church, which is now in a community. It's a beautiful setting. Most of the people welcome it, but there's a few that don't want any church anywhere near their backyard. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. This church, Matt, is called Godspeak Calvary Chapel, and it is in the place called Newberry Park, California, very close to, it's part of Thousand Oaks, California. It's just a suburb of Thousand Oaks, California. I was recently there. We represent the foundation that bought a building in this beautiful place. It is a beautiful building. It looks like it was actually made for the church. And what we have here is there was a YMCA operating in this building, and it couldn't make it. So our friends bought this place. They own a foundation so that a church could actually go there. They renovated the inside. I was just there. Amazing facility, packed out for two services. The dedication was that evening, packed out again. The community likes it. The businesses around like it. It actually has revitalized that area. Although it's a beautiful area, it's revitalized the economic interest and activity. But there's a man who created a small little association. It's probably him and about five other people. And it's called the Dos Vientos. It's like a preservation society. And he has filed suit against the city and the church and the foundation, claiming that there shouldn't be a church there. A YMCA is fine, but no church should be allowed in this community, Matt. This is this ultimate discrimination that we see, this antipathy toward religion, particularly to Christianity, that we see, because I'm going to tell you about an interesting fact that I learned while visiting this church.
Yeah, anti-Christian bigotry is alive and well. Not only is this clearly just unconstitutional, I mean, it has no merit whatsoever. And in fact, it's viewpoint discrimination. It should get nowhere. But unfortunately, it's a microcosm. It represents a microcosm for the burgeoning hostility that we see toward the church, particularly from those on the left side of the socio-political cultural spectrum.
Yeah, wasn't it they were trying to demand that the church had an environmental review or something when it wasn't necessary?
Right, it wasn't even necessary.
They had gotten all the permits and everything?
And the environmental review had already taken place when the YMCA was coming in. Now, understand, a YMCA is going to be open 7 days a week.
Sure.
All day. People would come and go all day. A church doesn't have that much activity. It's rare that a church would have so much activity 7 days a week.
Right.
With people coming and going all day long. This particular church obviously would be very active on Sunday and a couple of times during the midweek.
And maybe a small
staff. So it's going
staff,
to have or, yeah. less impact mm-hmm. on the community in terms of traffic and anything else than a YMCA.
And a positive impact on the community, I might add.
And a positive impact on the community.
Yeah.
The YMCA came into this place and they couldn't make it. So they left. They went to another place. Now, where this is it's a standalone building, and it's on one side of the parking lot, beautiful Mediterranean-built style building with tall ceilings. And then there's also like what you would consider a storefront mall, but it's very nice decorative, all Mediterranean. Amazingly, stone's throw away, which we didn't know this until I visited the church, and we represent the foundation, by the way, against this lawsuit that is trying to stop the church. There is a Jewish synagogue, a Shabbat Jewish synagogue. And I happened to visit on the Sunday of the grand opening of this church, and it happened to be the last day of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. And you know what Orthodox Jews do during the Feast of Tabernacles? They set up a tent to the memory of and the reminder of the children of Israel in the wilderness. And so what was there behind that is a large tent.
Wow.
It was a huge, probably about, I don't know, 20 feet wide, maybe 15 to 20 feet
at
wide
least,
by about
pictures,
30
yeah.
feet long, mm-hmm. all decorated just like they do. So the guy who filed suit has no problem with that. And literally, I could stand at the church and throw a stone. That's how close the synagogue is
wow.
to the church. But he came after the church and he said, well, it's improper. Now, fortunately, the city is taking our side. They like the church there. In fact, amazingly, Matt, the mayor of the town actually was there Sunday night for the dedication and he spoke. And guess who is the mayor pro tem who will become the next mayor in December of this year? Guess who it is? Anybody have a guess?
Don't have
no.
a guess.
The pastor of the church.
All
oh,
right.
Wow. He had the mayor there. He's the number two guy. He's also on the council, the pastor is.
Wow.
And he will become the actual mayor. He's the mayor pro tem now, later in this year. And he had two other city council members there as well. And they're all in favor of the church being there, except for this one guy who ultimately decided to create this small little group and file suit, claiming that the church is not religious, that it's secular, which he has no clue.
So where are we right now in this lawsuit?
Yeah.
Well, we're right now at the motion to dismiss stage. We don't believe he has any right to bring this action. Fortunately, the city is favorable to the church.
The church has
so
done everything
defending
appropriately.
It. We're defending the foundation that bought the building and the church interest. The amazing thing is, I wish I could show you photographs of this, but where the church is where the Olympic-sized swimming pool used to be. And as you can imagine, a long rectangle place, high ceilings, with an Olympic-sized swimming pool. What they did was, since the YMCA abandoned this building, and it looks fairly new. It's fairly new. I don't know when it was built, but it's beautiful. They came in with contractors, and they filled up the pool.
Huh.
And they then put a floor over the top of it, and that became the church sanctuary. There's a beautiful window at the end of this place where the sanctuary is, where they have erected a cross.
Wow.
And behind it are the beautiful mountains of California. So
wow.
when you're in this place, it's just stunning. And they have wonderful places to teach the children throughout this. It's almost like it was intentionally constructed originally for a church.
It was built on a yeah. baptismal pool.
Yeah, right.
Well, they actually have a baptistry there. So there's a little pool that's still left. It's under the stage. You take off the top of part of the stage and the baptistry is right there.
Wow.
So the Olympic-sized swimming pool has shrunk to a baptistry size. So there's still water there.
Awesome.
But it's now not chlorine water that's going to burn your eyes. It's the waters of baptism that you can walk into and symbolize burying your old self and coming up created in a new creation.
Well, we need to be praying yes. for this pastor slash mayor for this congregation. We need to pray that the plans of the enemy, and that's who's behind this. We
right.
this poor this guy doesn't even realize he's being used as a tool that the enemy has sowed seeds of hatred for Christ
mm-hmm.
in him. We need to pray for him as well, but pray for this congregation, this church, that the designs and devices of the enemy would be thwarted.
And this church will be a light in this area as well.
And you know the amazing thing, they had a barbecue cookout after they did the dedication in the evening. And as I was having a meal around one of the tables, a man came by and it was his first day at the church. He lives in the community. And he said he used to come when the Y was open, he used to come and exercise in the Y. And then he drove by today and saw that the church was open. So he and his family came his very
wow.
first time.
Wow.
It's an amazing outreach. The church is an incredible ministry. So pray for this church, pray for Liberty Council. And I just want to encourage you, here's a pastor who's actually going to be the mayor of the town of Thousand Oaks. And I think it's time for pastors and churches to speak up on issues that affect their community, to get involved in your community. Don't just talk about platitudes. Connect it to real life activity. We have a DVD called Silence is Not an Option. It also contains the Patriot's Handbook of Political Action for Pastors and Churches. I encourage you to get it. Give it to your pastor and other church leaders in your community. Go to lc.org. And also, we have the Patriot's Handbook on Intercessory Prayer for the United States. What a time to be praying for our leaders and for this country. Go to lc.org and go to our online store to order Silence is Not an Option and the Intercessory Prayer Handbook.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.